Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
No, it is not Bart Winkler this morning. It's Tim Allen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Milwaukee. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate that. News and notes, oh, plenty this morning. A lot happening. So many moving parts in the world of sports, man. What's going on? Sam Schmitz, you're going to be hanging out with me this morning. That's cool. Everything good?
Oh, yeah. Feeling great this morning.
That's good. Got just a ton of news and notes. Also, by the way, a little bit later on this morning, I'm going to do my best to stay in control a little bit, but there's a writer that I was reading this article and getting ready for the show, and I could not believe how negative some people think. It amazes me how negative people think these days. Can we just have some hope a little bit at times? Can we just think positive, be optimistic about things once in a while? I mean, I get it. I go off a little bit on my tirades and my rants and whatnot. But this one is just doom and gloom and all over the place. Just so negative. So I'm going to do my best to keep control. You have got to hear this. You've got to hear how it has slanted so much to the negative. It just amazed me on this. So stick around for that. A little bit later on this morning, I'll have that for you. And again, I'll do my best to maintain some control. But so many moving parts as baseball, basketball, football, NASCAR, golf, soccer, all getting back into play. Those are good things. These are really good things. Also, Chris Bryant, he's on my list as well. How many of you, going back to your job, would like to have medical professionals within, I don't know, 50 yards from you? Man, I'd love that. I'd feel really good. I'd feel really good and protected. Last week, I believe it was, we had a conversation about why do some professional athletes believe that their job is different than yours? Let it settle in. Let it process a little bit. In the grand scheme, forget about what the occupation is. Just the guidelines to going back to work. Why is it so they believe, and some, I won't say all, because I do believe this. There are most of the professional athletes that do want to go back to work. And they understand the risk, just like you. You understand the risk of going back to work. But it's just that the comments that they make, guys, it just doesn't show well to some of them. And Chris Bryant is one of them. When you go to work this morning, you're on your way to work right now for an average annual salary of, I don't know, what'd you make this year, this past year? 46,000. Maybe you made 28.5. Do you get the treatment that they do? In terms of the guidelines, in terms of the corona pandemic guidelines? Of course not. You don't. They do. I don't see the difference in that. So we'll have a conversation about that, too. Patrick Mahomes just made a lot of money. I'm happy for that kid. I really am. But $500 million, when does it stop? Can I ask you that? Big news, Sam Schmitz, as we start out the show this morning. Bart Winkler is off today. He'll be back on Monday. But the big news, the Big Ten has decided to go in conference only. And that really kind of stinks for a matchup between Notre Dame and the Wisconsin Badgers at Lambeau Field. That really stinks for the Badgers kids that are going to be playing at, well, we're going to be playing at Wrigley Field, the neighborhood dump in Chicago. I didn't see the hype in it, but it's cool for the kids. They're moving that to Evanston. Now, that being said, can I ask you what the difference is? I mean, again, sometimes we have to look at this in a little more of a common sense thing. So you play at Wrigley or Evanston? They're not that far away, are they? I'm just guessing within, 40 miles, maybe? I'm just guessing. I don't know the geographics down there. Maybe less. But I don't understand the difference. Still a stadium. You still have to have maintenance, facility management. I don't know.
You'll more than likely have enough time, too, to prepare it for this game. Like we were saying before, it's not like we don't think Chicago's going to be playing November.
True. And so I just, that part of it, if you change the venue like that, I didn't, that's the first thing I thought of. Like, oh, wow, okay, so this is heavy duty. Okay, they're making some changes in the Big Ten. And, there's going to be some dominoes that fall with the other Power Five. But that's the first thing I thought of was, wow, that sucks for those kids not going to be able to play at that neighborhood dump down there. But they're going to play in Evanston. Okay, well, what's the difference? I don't know, just saying. But that is huge news for the Wisconsin Badgers football program. Huge news for the Big Ten as they will go all in conference. And I understand all the travel and the safety protocols involved in that. But You're still in a transport tube, if you will, aren't you? You're on a bus, or you're in a flying bus. Now, I guess the difference would be that the flying bus, the airplane, is a little more airtight, and so I guess you could say that the contagions would be easily passed on a plane, easier to pass on a plane, but you're still around a bunch of people on a bus. Moving. What's the difference between a 3-hour bus ride and a 2-hour flight? Yeah, not quite sure I fully understand that part of it. But the Big Ten, that indeed was big news. And the other thing is we miss out on, as fans, we miss out on that game at Lambeau. I believe it was slated for October 3rd. And that was Notre Dame and Wisconsin at Lambeau Field. That's off the table now. Kevin Warren, he is the Big Ten commissioner, and he admits not only these changes. Now, again, they're going conference only, in division, front loaded in the season, 10-game schedule. He actually came out yesterday and really was candid in a lot of his comments, admits that there might not be football even this fall.
We felt that at the end of the day, this decision would allow us to, one, do the right thing by our student athletes, keep them at the forefront of all of our decisions, and make sure we create an environment to give us the best chance to play. I mean, one thing we have to realize that this is not a fait accompli that we're going to have sports in the fall. We may not have sports in the fall. We may not have a college football season in the Big Ten. And so we just wanted to make sure that this was a next logical step to always to rely on our medical experts to keep our student athletes at the center of all of our decisions and make sure that they are as healthy as they possibly can be from a mental, a physical, and emotional health and wellness standpoint.
Yeah, and he did go on to admit, that's Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, that, you know, with so many moving parts and what they say a fluid situation with this pandemic, there may be some more difficult decisions upcoming.
This is really where the work begins, you know, to make sure that we get all of our testing protocols finalized, to make sure we get all of our medical and operational procedures finalized. But then also start working with our network partners. And then, like you just alluded to, is from a scheduling standpoint, to start working on various scenarios that will work. So over the next week or so, we'll work through all of the scheduling issues that we'll have to deal with to make sure that we're always doing the best that we possibly can to keep our student athletes healthy and safe, and but also provide some great Big Ten football, hopefully in the fall, to our fans.
You know, I wouldn't want some of these jobs, honestly, guys. I wouldn't want to be the Big Ten commissioner, SEC commissioner. I wouldn't want those jobs because think about the pressure that is on you to make these decisions. And Kevin Warren went on to say that he was confident in the decision that they made.
I always ask myself, you know, what's the wise thing to do? And as we sit here today, the wise thing to do was for us to not only create but announce a Big Ten conference-only schedule.
Sometimes you look at it in a common sense thing, and I I'm a big advocate of that, obviously. But you know, sometimes you have to put yourself into a position to kind of get a perspective on things. And you know, Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, you know, put himself into a situation that he's making decisions. And he's thinking about, am I making these decisions the same way I would if these were my own kids?
On my mind every day is, as a parent who has a son who's a student athlete, a football student athlete in college now, that I'm always thinking about, you know, what would I want to do for my son or my daughter or my grandson or my granddaughter? And I just want to make sure that every decision we make honors that commitment that we've made to our student athletes, that allows them to be students first and athletes second, and provide an environment to them that is safe and also healthy. And so we felt like we had to make this decision. We made the decision. We're comfortable with our decision. And again, we're taking this pandemic on a day-to-day basis. And I'm sure there'll be many more decisions that we'll have to make over the next days, weeks, and months ahead.
Yeah, there he is, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, as they announced the Big Ten will go their football program, actually all their fall sports, in conference only. And the schedule, a 10-gamer, that'll be in division front-loaded in the season. And I don't know if this is certainly not a hasty decision. I won't say that. But is it a little bit premature in this decision? Again, you're traveling anyway. You are traveling, guys. I'm not saying I necessarily agree or disagree with this, but I'm just pointing out a few of the attributable factors here, and that is the travel portion of it. And I think that's what they're concerned about, obviously, but you're still traveling regionally. I mean, baseball is doing it. You know, basketball gets the bubble. You know, hockey same way. You know, football remains to be seen, but you know, there still is travel involved here. And that's a huge undertaking. But you have to, just to finish up here on the Big Ten's decision to go in conference only, you have to consider that this is the first of the Power Fives of the dominoes to fall, don't you think? I mean, I would think the other conferences are going to follow suit, although we need to bow to the holier-than-thou SEC, don't we, Sam? They're the ones. Now, they're the ones. Once right. That domino falls, then it's all over. We just follow them.
That was the big thing. As soon as I heard this, as much as I love Wisconsin and all that, it's like, oh, so what is the SEC going to do now? Because all eyes are on them now.
It is. And, you know, the Ivy League has just out and out canceled their fall sports. And again, maybe it's a budgetary thing. Maybe it's a safety thing. Maybe it's well, it's probably both. But at least they didn't do that. So that's the optimistic side. They didn't do that in the Big Ten, at least yet. And we heard from the Big Ten commissioner right there that said, hey, more changes may be to come. We'll have to take a look at that. I like that philosophy. I really do. I like that philosophy in all of us. Be willing to change and not point fingers on blame. I wish we would have done this earlier. Those types of things. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It's all crazy times. It is, and we got to be willing to accept some of these decisions. And again, the bottom line is, I'm damn glad I don't have to make those decisions. Not at that level, and not even at my level here at the radio station. I'm done with that. You just tell me what to do, and then I'll go from there. It's Tim Allen in for Bart Winkler today. Sam Schmitz is hanging out. No Horvat either. Does he have a show today at some point, Sam? Do you know? I'm not sure.
No. Ryan's actually off till I believe next Wednesday. He's due for it. He's just taking some vacation time off.
Yeah, hard worker. All right, we'll get to some news and notes. The Brewers and Major League Baseball released their schedules, plural, meaning the 60-gamer. Yeah, that came out just a few days ago. But their 2021 schedule is out already. We'll give you some highlights of what we've got on the table for the Brewers in their championship season of 2021. That and a lot more to get to here today. Tim in for Bart. On Bart Winkler's morning extravaganza in House of Wax here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hey, good morning. Bart Winkler Morning Show here on The Fan, AM 1250, 105.7 FM. It is Tim Allen in for Bart. There's Sam Schmitz in for Ryan Horvat. Hello, hello, hello there. A lot to get to, including one of the most negative articles I've read in a long time, coming up in just a little while. So stick around for that. Oh man, I don't get how people are wired these days at all. I'd like to walk around with a smile on my face. It always could be worse, guys. No question about it. A few news and notes around the sports world. We are going to hear in just a couple of minutes, the Brewers did sign their first round selection from last month's amateur draft. His name is Garrett Mitchell, and the young man's hands were shaking when he was signing that deal. Slot money was suggested retail price from Major League Baseball. You can go over or under, and there are some ramifications to that, but right around a mere $3.2 million. I know it's not Patrick Mahomes money, but $3.2 for the kid from UCLA. He's got to be pleased with that. We're going to hear from the Brewers first rounder in just a bit. Speaking of which, the schedule is out for the season. Yes, this season, the 60-gamer, as well as next season. This surprised me. This, to me, came out of left field. That they released the 2021 schedule already. I wonder if, and a lot has been discussed about the collective bargaining agreement, which is up December 1st of 2021. I just wonder, and it's probably not a bad plan, just to get everything for next year on the table early, get through that season, and we'll deal with, you know, probably what some are projecting to be some very... Oh, I don't know what the word would be. Tenuous conversations between the Players Association, the baseball union, and the league. And they are projecting that out. I'd like to think that I would go in with a tact of no leaks. We're doing this in-house. We're going to have like a week-long symposium, seminar, conference, put any name you want on it. We're going to lock ourselves into a conference room, pick a hotel, either in this country or somewhere else, and we're going to hash this thing out. We got 10 days to do it. No leaks. Because I think people, when you collective bargain, when you get to that collective bargaining agreement phase, I think it's a lot of posturing, and I think it's a lot of posturing to the media. Leave us out of it. Leave the fans out. That's, you know what? Go do your thing. Everyone's making cash here. Go do your thing. So I think that's why the schedule was released as it is now, just to get everything off the table, get it through next year, and then we'll go back at it. But the Brewers, that's the first thing I thought of when they released Major League Baseball schedule. Brewers, out of the chute, for the first time ever, interleague play to open up the 2021 championship season. Different. Brewers have set a pattern of interleague play to play the Minnesota Twins each and every June. And I know for many years running there, that kick-started the Twins season, coming into Miller Park and putting a pound in on the Brewers in a 3 or 4 game set. And that's not going to happen in June. It's going to be the Minnesota Twins to open the season, a 3-game set. April 1st, they're projecting to get all 30 teams to play on the same day. That was their goal and mindset this year. And that would be the first time that's happened since 1968 outside of the international games that they've tinkered with over the years. But that was their goal this year. That was out, as you know. That was going to happen March 26th. But April 1st, target date next year. It's on the schedule. Twins and Brewers at Miller Park. Again, that'll be the first time the Brewers have started with the interleague play. Schedule features 9 games against the Cubs in the month of April next year. They front-loaded 9 of the 19 games against those guys in the month of April. Conversely, they'll have 10 matchups head-to-head against the Cardinals in September of next year. They will face the AL Central next year. Twins, Tigers, Royals, White Sox, Indians. The longest homestand of the year, just to look at some of the highlights here, a 10-game homestand in 10 days is their longest homestand, and that'll be in, that'll be in the month of August. I'm sorry, September, that 10-game. That's good to finish up at home, backload them at home. Longest road trip is in August. That's 10 games in 11 days. And a final little tidbit, they'll finish up the season next year with a 3-game set in L.A. against the Dodgers. Well, maybe it's got some playoff implications next year for that. All right, a couple other news and notes to flip over to back to football a little bit. Patrick Mahomes signs that deal, which reportedly could be worth up to $503 million. $500 million. We knew at some point someone would get there. Right. And we freak out over $200 million. And then it gets to $300 million. But now it's $500 million throughout the duration of a 10-year extension for Patrick Mahomes. Randy Moss, the former wide receiver in the NFL, said that Patrick Mahomes may be the best quarterback of all time, or at least is in a position to. He cited various examples of how the game is changing a little bit, his style of play. I would tend to lean toward agreeing with that. Mahomes' style of play does lend itself to success these days in the NFL. Randy Moss also stated that if he played with Mahomes in his prime, you keep in mind Randy Moss, his biggest season, 2007 with the Patriots, caught 23 touchdown passes. 23. He said he'd catch 30. Most of the quarterbacks around the league don't throw 30 touchdown passes. Moss says he would catch 30 if he were to play with Mahomes in his prime. Zion Williamson, there's a report out there right now that his stepfather allegedly accepted $400,000 from a marketing firm. So much money being tossed around in sports, right? Again, this is alleged. But he plays 1 year at Duke. $400,000. Well, that'd be nice. Let's see, what else we got here? The NFL bans, I heard this, Sam, on your sports flash there. The NFL bans this new trend in football, which I think is kind of cool. I'm a collector of sports memorabilia. The trend the last several years has popped up that these football players exchange jerseys, and then they'll frame certain ones, they'll hang them in the whatever they do with them. That is banned in the NFL. Richard Sherman not happy with it. Deshaun Watson says it's crazy that you can go ahead and do this hand-to-hand combat in the game of football, but you can't exchange a jersey. You have spit flying, and you're screaming in someone's face mask, and you're right there next to each other. But yet, after the game, in a more tempered situation, you can't just trade a jersey with someone. I kind of agree with these guys, Sam.
I don't know, man. I mean, like you said, if these guys are going to be tackling each other, they're going to be in contact with these jerseys anyways. What's the big deal?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Let's see. But I err on the side of safety and caution and protocol, right, and all that. I understand
I get
that.
It.
But this is, sometimes common sense needs to prevail. You're not going to lick the jersey. You're not going to put it up to your face and use it as a face mask, are you? No, you're not. Finally, here in this segment, I read a story on the News and Notes some years ago about a cross-country race. And they do this off the grid a little bit, obviously, because you're speeding. There's some safety issues. I think it's kind of funny. But, you can go from L.A. to New York, let's say. And then there was, I forget all the details, but, you know, you stop for gas and go, and you're just going and going and going. And you do a little side bet on, hey, people, if you can, you got the money and all that, and you just do it. It came out on Bill Russell's Twitter account. The NBA legends, two of them, did race across the country. Bill Russell's Twitter account revealed that he raced Wilt Chamberlain across the country. What kind of cars? Russell was in a Lamborghini. Chamberlain, a Maserati. Bill Russell said you don't have to ask who won. So I guess we got who won that. I thought that was kind of cool. All right, we'll take a break here, get a CBS News update. Garrett Mitchell is his name. We'll introduce you to him next. He is the Brewers' first-round draft selection here in last month's baseball draft. We'll have that for you. Tim Allen in for Bart today. Sam is in for Ryan today. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show here on The Fan. Yeah, welcome back, Milwaukee. Tim Allen in for Bart today. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show here on The Fan. This and every weekday, you get Bart Winkler and company. Ryan Horvath's off today. Sam Schmitz is here. You guys can pop in anytime you want as well if you feel that need to pick up the phone. And I understand you guys are going to work, and some baseball players, some professional athletes, boy, they really have a problem with going back to work. So we'll have that for you at the top of the hour. And also, I do have to say that I've read one of the most negative articles, and I want to read that to you coming up in just a bit. It was a little eye opening to me. So stick around. It is from the Associated Press, and we'll see if I can control myself at all. Yeah. It's Friday. The weekend looks good for weather. It's going to cool down a little bit on Sunday. Still hot tomorrow, but then heats back up next week. But here we are. You're getting outside, getting aired out a little bit. The pro sports are coming back. And hey, when you think about it, we're getting dangerously close to getting back into action here. 23rd MLB starts this month. What's the date here today? What is it, the 10th? I mean, we're looking at 13 days away from baseball, 14 days away from Brewers baseball. And then a few days after that, NFL training camp slated to start, although some are griping about that too. And then a few days after that, on the 31st, the Bucks go after the championship and resumption of play in the NBA. So these are all coming on strong to us. Those are all good things. But there seems to be some writers that are shooting holes through that, so stick around for that. In the meantime, we're going to play the next, well, I'd say about 2 hours. We'll do some trivia for about 2 hours. How does that sound?
Hey, man, I did trivia yesterday, and I am good. Paul Emig had categories like Broadway musicals and boy bands, and
I'm
just passed.
I'm kidding. It's fun, I think. Okay, Garrett Mitchell, UCLA baseball player, was selected by the Brewers in the first round of last month's amateur draft. And the outfielder signed for $3.2 million. I am super happy for that kid. And when you think about the investment that is made in some of these athletes in the grind, if you will, from the time they were 6 or 7 or 8 and the family's investment and all that, I love these stories. I love hearing, you know, each year, Bryce Terang a couple of years ago and Keston Hira and these first rounders that really their entire life's goal comes to fruition here in a professional contract. But Garrett Mitchell, the first rounder for the Brewers, addressed the media just a day or two ago.
Garrett, congratulations. You've probably been thinking about this for a while and maybe even known that it was going to happen or likely, but it's always different for a guy to actually put pen to paper. So I'm just wondering if you can kind of describe what that was like when you did that today.
My hands are shaking. But no, it was exciting having my family here and my girlfriend and Todd. It was a great experience for me, and it's something that I'll never forget. Obviously, this is only something that gets to happen once in your life, and I'm just very thankful for the Brewers organization for trusting and believing in me and allowing me to continue to follow my dream of playing Major League Baseball, and I'm just ready to go. So
obviously, this is an unusual type of season. What have they said they want to see from you the rest of this summer, the rest of this year, and what they want you to work on, that type of thing?
As of now, there hasn't been really any discussion as to, you know, where I'm going or what's happening, but that's kind of to be determined. But all I know is that I'm going to continue to keep training and hitting and doing what I've been doing this whole time during quarantine and just stay prepared for whatever they would like me to do.
Garrett, if they opt to send you as a brand new signee to their alternate training center, how much would you welcome that as opposed to just going back home and not having anything but your own individual workouts, if they do invite you?
You know, I trust in the Brewers organization that they're going to do what's best for them and for me, and whatever that may be, I will be prepared either way. But regardless, like I said, I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful for this opportunity, and I'll be ready to go regardless.
Hey, Garrett, I was wondering if you had any sort of relationship or any influence on with any other major leaguers who had type 1 diabetes before.
Yeah, so I've been friends with Sam Fold since high school, so I've been able to, you know, keep in touch with him and ask him questions and have some conversations with him. And I ended up talking to him, you know, going through this process, and he just wished me good luck. And, you know, whatever happens during this time, I hope the best for you and your family. So that was really nice to hear from someone who, you know, played with diabetes in the major leagues. And so that's probably the one person that I talked to.
When you first talked to him in high school, what kind of advice did he give you?
The advice then was, you know, it was me kind of figuring out that I was heading to college and kind of what is it, some of the things that you've learned, you know, playing day to day, and, you know, what are ways to keep your blood sugar stable, or what type of foods do you eat before and or after games? And, it was just conversations like that. So obviously what we talked about, I'll keep a little bit more just between us, but you know, he definitely shared a lot of good advice for me that I took over the last 3 years at UCLA. And I feel really prepared to go whenever we can get started again.
Garrett, we spoke with Keston Hira yesterday, and he sort of welcomed you to the West Coast posse with the Brewers. You know, him, Terang, Ryan Braun, Christian Yelich, just a whole lot of Southern Californians on this Brewers team. How, assuming you get to interact with them in years to come, and maybe even get to work out with them, who knows, you know, how things will go. How much are you looking forward to just that connection you might have of some really great Brewers right in your own backyard?
You know, I'm really excited. For me, I've had a relationship with Bryce since high school. I've been able to talk to Keston and Christian and have some conversations with them as well. And I'm just really excited. If I get the opportunity, hopefully soon, just got to work hard and play well. But to get the opportunity to play with a bunch of SoCal guys, I think it'd be awesome. It'd be a great story too, because obviously SoCal baseball is really good, and hoping to continue that tradition, hopefully have six of the nine starters in the field be SoCal guys would be pretty cool.
Garrett, I don't know what the day was like. You were probably running around from appointment to appointment, but did you get to see any baseball at Miller Park today, and will you before you leave again?
I did not get to see any today. Today has been a really long day, just going through the physical and everything, but I don't think I will before I go. But obviously there's, you know, rules right now with who's allowed to be inside the park, and the most important thing is that we're able to play baseball again. And obviously I know I don't have anything, but there are rules for a reason. So when the time is right and that's a possibility, we'll make that happen when we can.
Garrett, how hands-on were you during this signing process? Did you just let Scott sort of take the reins, or did you talk with him like on a daily or every other day basis? Just how active were you in this process?
Me and Scott have a really good relationship, and, you know, me and him have talked throughout this whole entire process, but at the end of the day, you know, I've always shared my thoughts and my feelings for whatever the situation is, not just for this. But so I think with our relationship, he also had a really good understanding where I was at, and I understood where he was at. So I think that throughout this process, it wasn't about a lot of talking. It was more knowing, you know, and trusting what was going on and how it was going to be. So.
Gonna buy a new car or house or anything? I know the payments now are, you know, spread out for a few years thanks to COVID, but just when a young man gets some money for the first time, usually he has his eye on something. You got your eye on anything?
Well, considering that my mom has a financial background, and we've talked a lot about this too, but, you know, for me, this is some of the best advice I ever got. I won't say the name of who said it, because this is more of a whole family thing and friend thing, but regardless of the name, there was this really good conversation I had, and the conversation basically went, it doesn't matter being rich when you're 20. It matters being rich when you're 40.
Yeah, there he is. Garrett Mitchell, the first rounder for the Brewers, seems like a nice young guy right there. And looking forward to seeing him in the future running around winning titles for the Milwaukee Brewers. And that's cool stuff. I just, guys, I love those stories. I really do. And it's still the innocence of some of these younger athletes is what it is. And then they get a little bit older, and they get beaten and battered and tattered, and then they go into negotiations, and then they, well, not all of them, but seems like a good dude. It seems to me, Sam, that the Brewers have gravitated toward California baseball people.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, last year you had Moustakas and Yelich and Braun. They had the whole California Strong thing. You also got Keston Hira.
Keston, yeah.
Hey, I mean, if they're scouting, people love all the prospects from California right now. It's working.
Yeah, and it he spoke a little bit there about his diabetes. And, you know, if you recall, Dylan Covey was a California guy that the Brewers had drafted, not knowing at that point that he had diabetes, and he decided to go to college. He was a high school draft selection for 2010, I want to say. So 10 years ago, he ended up pitching against the Brewers. He ended up a couple of years ago pitching against the Brewers for the White Sox and shut them down pretty good. Had a good outing, but that was a mess. Brewers missed out on their first rounder in 2010 due to diabetes, and people handle those things in the way they're going to handle them. And it seems like Garrett Mitchell here has a good grasp on it. Tim Allen in for Bart Winkler this morning. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Just a few minutes away from this oh-so-negative doom and gloom forecast by an Associated Press writer. I hate calling guys out like this, but I absolutely have to. We're minutes from that here on The Fan. Yeah, welcome back. Bart Winkler Morning Show here on The Fan, 105.7 FM. Tim Allen just hanging out. I cannot wait to get back to work, guys. Post-game show, on-deck shows are coming up. And incidentally, a little programming note, Thursday, a week from this Thursday, 2 weeks from yesterday, the day before the Brewers opener to start the 2020 championship season, got a Brewers preseason show, if you will, a preview of the season that is going to be, and I'm looking forward to that. That's a week from Thursday, day before opening day. Opening day, 2 weeks from today for the Milwaukee Brewers. Just a week after that, the Bucks fire up and resume their 2019-2020 championship run. So a lot of good things are happening, guys. There is a lot to look forward to. And on Twitter, by the way, thanks, Big Dumps with a Z, says that he loves the positivity this morning. Okay, thank you. I'll try and keep it positive in this next segment here. Stick around. We've got a sports flash coming up. And then I'll come back, and the negativity with, I thought we're better than that, and I'm not judging anybody for their opinion. I'm really not. But my goodness, it's so easy to shoot holes through things, isn't it? That's the easy route. It really is. You know, some of these athletes are saying that, you know, they're griping and complaining, and I'm subjecting, you know, myself to a virus and subjecting my family and my friends. And then you're thinking, well, he's right, right? But then the next thought in your mind is, well, what's so different about what I'm doing, going to work at Briggs & Stratton or Harley or stocking? I was at the grocery store yesterday. And I made it a point to observe people at work. Do you think the grocery store that I went to has a medical staff on site? No chance. These guys do. And some of them are still not happy. There's a writer that has forecasted just the all-out doom of doomsday scenarios. You have to hear this. So stick around for that. Tim in for Bart. There's Sam Schmitz. He's hanging out with me this morning. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show, AM 1250, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.